Welcome into the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network show. Of course, we're going to visit with Carla Smith, who's the executive director. And Carla, this used to be called Communities That Care. I don't know how much longer we have to say that, but I guess it's good to remind folks. And good morning to you.
How are you today?
Doing just fine. So we also have another guest on this morning, but before we get to her, if you would just give us a brief overview of Rise Up Reno, what you do, where you're located, and of course, well, with what's going on around the world, obviously there's been a big schedule change, and kind of tell us what's going on with that.
All right. Rise Up Reno has relocated. We're working at home. So we have four staff, and we are happy to still be working. We don't have all of our programs going on. Hopefully everyone knows that we have mentors in the schools, and we have family programs and parenting programs. And we were in the middle of a Strengthening Families program, which is a lot of fun, and had to cut that short. We also have like a youth leadership group, and they do a lot of things in the community, and they've had to cut that short this year too. But they're still meeting, and we're all still visiting with each other, doing a few things together through Zoom and online and conversations and a lot of social media. So hopefully people are still keeping up with us, and we're still trying to keep Reno County drug-free.
And if you would, maybe give us the addresses or how we actually find your website and your social media sites.
All right. The best way to find us is at our website, which is riseupreno.org. And all of our icons are on there for social media. We have a lot going on Facebook, which is also Rise Up Reno. And we have quite a bit on Instagram, I think. And we're always interacting with Twitter because we see so many of the teachers and principals and other people there from the schools that it's just really good to keep up with all of those people on Twitter. So check us out on social media. It's a good way to get a hold of us. And, of course, contact information is on the website. But we are not at work. We're not at the office. We're at home. So be sure and email us.
So, Carla, how's your staff doing? I think there's four or five of you on staff. How are you all holding up?
Well, we were talking today that maybe we're talking to each other more now that we are separated than we were when we were in rooms right next to each other. So we are seeing each other on Messenger or on Zoom or some kind of an online conversation or phone call at least every day. We have a lot going on. We're still getting ready for, you know, finishing up things this year. People have done a lot, and we want to make sure that we get a chance to thank them and keep in touch with them and make sure they're doing okay. A lot of our volunteers are retired people, and some of them are home alone, and so we've checked on a few of them. And a lot of our kids are, you know, just really dislocated. So that's been kind of interesting to keep up on them and kind of encourage them. And it's been really good for all of us to encourage each other. So we're so lucky that we have the technology we do. That's just
that's
made it
been
a lot
game
easier.
Changer. You're right. And
yes,
one last thing before we, before we bring our guest in, there's a match day coming up. And of course, you're always looking for people to support the program through their generous donations, whatever that amount may be. So remind us of that through the show, but what happens on match day and what does that mean?
Excited about match day. The Hutch Community Foundation puts this all together for us, and they had a great big plan for a lot of stuff going on physically, and now that everything's changed a little bit, it's going to be a virtual day, but that's on May 5th, and it's an opportunity for nonprofits who have endowment funds through the Community Foundation to get donations from some of our supporters, and then we can have matches where the Community Foundation would match the money that we get donated up to 20%. And I believe they have $60,000 to donate that day to just to help out and keep those nonprofits going. Originally, all that money was going to go to the endowment funds, but now some of it's going to be available for organizations that just need it to keep afloat and get through this time, because this has been really challenging. But May 5th, it's from midnight to midnight, and you can make a donation online through Hutch Community Foundation. And of course, we're putting, I think it's I Heart Hutch, actually. And we're, of course, we're putting that on our social media, and you can find that on our Facebook or on our website as well. Lots of organizations that you can donate to, but we hope you remember us as well. And we definitely have the opportunity to get some of that match money, which is, you know, a big benefit for us. So we're excited about that.
And, of course, we'll be hearing more of that on the commercials you run here in the next few weeks, so we'll look forward to that. And well, without further ado, Carla, you have an esteemed guest that's joined us today. I'm going to let you give her the proper introduction she so deservedly should get.
Hi. Well, I have known Lynette McLean for a few years now, and she has started as the principal just in the last couple years over at Wiley, and she has done an incredible job working with teachers and staff and kids, and then all of a sudden, everything kind of came to a screeching halt. So I'm anxious to hear from Lynette, who is our board member and also a principal in USD 308, just kind of how things are going and wow, what a change. And I'd just like to hear some input about what you have going on and how it looks from your point of view, Lynette.
Hi, well, I'm happy to be here with you guys. I want to start off and just say how proud I am of our district and all the people that are in our district, the work we've done to support families during this time. You're right. It is a kind of a weird time. That's the best way to describe it. But, you know, the goal moving forward is our district has worked really hard to provide learning opportunities for our students. You know we want those opportunities to be manageable for our families. One of the most important things we're encouraging our staff to do is to reach out, check in on families, check in on our students, you know, make sure that they're doing okay and to see if there's anything they need. I think that's the most important piece right now is just letting our families know that we're here to support them. It's been a huge team effort in our district as it has been around the country. You know, it takes everybody. We're working hard to kind of figure out what our new normal is in school, at least for the next month or so. We've realized we have to give everybody a lot of grace. You know, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to learn. We're going to move on and do better. Some of the opportunities we're providing right now for our families have just been through packets and online learning. You know, it's a unique situation, and you're kind of building the airplane as you fly it. But I do know one thing is certain, a lot of thought, time, and love has been put into this process, and it has been that complete effort. When you look at all the support through our district, you know, we have wonderful families. You know, our teachers and our staff, you know, reaching out to students to check in on them to make sure they're doing okay. We have our food service that has been providing daily meals to our families and to our community. You know, I could go on. I don't want to leave anybody out, but we have our nurses, our custodians, our counselors, social workers, our special education department. When you look at all the work that has gone into giving these resources to our families, our technology distribution, the support services, and our district administration has been a great they've been great leaders for us through this time and as we kind of figure out what this looks like.
Lynette, what exactly are the requirements of the school children? Maybe I know you specialize in, of course, the grade school kids, but what are the requirements the district or the state has put on that the kids are actually doing at home from distance learning, if anything? Walk us through that.
Well, again, the goal is that we are simply providing these learning opportunities for our students. In our district, that is kind of a combination of these paper packets that were created and then also some online learning as well. So with that, we're simply providing these opportunities for our families. Really, the goal is we just want to provide them these resources so that come fall, they feel prepared and ready. You know, it just kind of looks different at every school, I'm assuming. But in our district, we've really just focused on providing these opportunities. And then as teachers and staff members, just being available to support families through that. Several of our teachers are doing weekly Zoom meetings with their class to check in on them and just to provide support as needed. It's just, again, providing some of those opportunities that we normally would during school, but it just looks different now. Through our social media on Facebook a lot, you'll notice a lot of schools in our district are providing, you know, virtual field trips or some online resources and just trying to engage our families as much as we can.
Hey, Carly, the three of us had a Zoom meeting before we're doing this today. Why don't you and Lynette talk about the importance of the Zoom, especially the video portion? I'm fairly new to all this, so it's pretty interesting to me. You know, there is a pretty good connection there between the human voice and actually seeing you know, our images on the screen. Why don't the two of you talk about how important that is, especially in this time of isolation?
Well, we said too.
Go ahead. We're on phone calls here, so it's hard for us to see each other, and it's hard for us to read each other as far as who's going to talk next. But Lynette and I both have a lot to say, so I'll let you go first.
I was just going to say, it is just, thank goodness for technology. We are, you know, very fortunate that even though we're going through this unprecedented time and traveling these uncharted waters, to have the technology that we do available so that we can still connect in a sense. You know, it's been really neat to have our Zoom staff meetings and to see each other and for the classes to do that as well. We're very fortunate that we're still able on some level to connect and to see each other. And it just is kind of, it just, you really have developed a whole new appreciation for, you know, that social piece of still getting to see each other and feel connected.
I love that. I love that we have Zoom available. That's been really helpful. We used to do online meetings and webinars and things like that where we could follow along with people's slideshow or something. And somehow technology has just really stepped up right before this happened. And it's been really interesting to see, even like Messenger, we can call each other on Messenger and talk and see each other. And it works so much better than it used to. So I'm glad that somebody foresaw or knew that we needed this technology and had it worked out, because it has been amazing to be able to see each other and talk to each other. And sometimes, you know, I get kind of in a slump where it's hard to get stuff done working at home, or, you know, another coworker has that feeling and we get on and talk to each other and kind of go through something that we're working on, and it makes a huge difference. And I've gotten to see some kids a few times, gotten to see the high school kids from our leadership group, and they're amazing. But, you know, you just can't tell all of that from texting and calling. It's really nice to be able to see their faces and see whether they're, you know, shaking their head yes or no, or being frustrated. It's a lot to be able to see each other. That's been huge. So I would be anxious to see how your teachers are doing with that, with getting the whole class on Zoom. I bet that's really interesting, and I bet the kids love that.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to get to pop in on several class Zoom meetings, and I tell you what, it is just heartwarming. The first 5 to 10 minutes, everybody's just sitting there waving and saying hi to everybody, and, you know, they are doing a great job. A lot of teachers are setting it up just kind of like a morning meeting, just giving every student an opportunity to share something. Some teachers are playing some fun games. Like, I was in on a sixth grade Zoom the other day, and the teacher was having them do a scavenger hunt. They had to go grab an item, and whoever got back first got a point. And so our teachers are extremely creative, and they understand that, yes, academics are important, but right now, I think even more important is that we are here to support and connect with our families. Because, you know, it is a time where we just need to make sure everybody's okay.
That's amazing.
Obviously, you know that, hold on just a second, Carl. I probably should remind people that they're listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio show. And, of course, you can reach out to social or on social media to find out more about this group. And Lynette, of course, the whole purpose of this, by the way, Principal Lynette McLean is our guest, along with Carla Smith, who's the executive director. But Lynette, we know that while all these kids are at home, it would be unrealistic to think that there is not, perhaps alcohol and tobacco and drugs and other things that may be a temptation to our children in those homes. And not that you've got any bad stories for us, but have you heard anything? Is that a concern? You know, these kids are home all day now. They're not just there for, you know, the evening and through the morning hours. But any concern that you have with some of these problems that Rise Up Reno is trying to stop?
Well, sure. Those things always weigh on you, and you do want to make sure your kids are okay. In our district, we have our counselors and social workers that are checking in on some of our students that, you know, we may worry about. We know that you want to make sure they're okay and they're safe. And we are fortunate to have a lot of resources in our district, so we are able to still check in on kiddos, make sure they're doing okay. So, yeah, you're right. That is a worry. You know, at least at school when they're with you, they're safe. And so, yeah, but we're fortunate to have a lot of great resources, and we're still checking in on kiddos and making sure they're doing okay.
Any stories or updates? Obviously, there are a lot of people who have either been furloughed or put on unemployment because they've lost their jobs. Have you had any feedback on that, Lynette?
Not in our district. We are, you know, all of our staff are still working and being as involved as they can be to whatever levels they're able to right now. So we're really fortunate and blessed to, you know, have our full staff available to help us however that might look.
Carla, what are you seeing on your end? Obviously, you guys are still up and running. The funding is still there. But, again, maybe a good reminder for a match day update there.
That's right. That's right. We have seen a lot of nonprofits that are struggling. We have been very blessed. We've taken this time to do a lot of training and connect with other coalitions around the United States and around the world and see what struggles they have and what things they're working on. And it's always good to be able to connect with people and come up with new resources and ideas. And we are so fortunate here, especially the schools. We have amazing resources and amazing people who really care about kids and youth in our community. So I feel like, you know, a lot of people in our community are struggling right now, and not just, you know, because of job situations or being at home, but, you know, how to help their kids with school or maybe how to just get along being together all day can be different. So we're trying to put some resources out just to remind people to take a deep breath, give each other some grace, understand that this is new for everybody, and it's not a good time to turn to drugs or alcohol. It's a terrible time for mental health issues. So we really just want people to know that it's okay, and we're all going through it together, and it's all right to take a break from each other. Somebody can go out in the garage for a while. We can go outside and walk a little bit. Just, you know, we're supposed to be staying close to home, but we want people to, you know, take the break that they need and ask for the help that they need. And there's numbers available. The Suicide Lifeline gives out information and just a place to call and talk to if you're having a bad day or if you're stressed or too much anxiety. That's okay. They'll talk to you whether it's, you know, somebody who's really seriously considering suicide or whether it's just somebody who needs some help. So there's a lot of resources available, and I hope that people will
look for
take
that number,
the
and
time
I'm going to ask Lynette a
help.
Quick question here. Lynette, obviously being in administration, you're not, at least that I'm aware of, teaching any classes, but you participate in them. Are you hearing from any teachers that some of these kids, and hopefully it's few, that are really truly struggling and maybe a teacher has to visit a house or maybe you arrange for a meeting? Is any of that happening or do you just, as a district, not get to participate in that because the parents are perhaps taking them to other places if that's happening?
Well, and what we've communicated with our staff is as they are talking and checking in, if any red flags pop up or if they have any concerns, to reach out to me, to our counselor, to our social worker so that we can follow up. We just want to ensure that, if kids, making sure they're getting fed and that they're safe and any of those things, just as they would pop up during a regular school day, we want to know so that we can follow up and make sure that they're doing okay.
So, Lynette, I've got three nephews that are in the district, a seventh grader, a fifth grader, and a third grader, and I know that they're doing things on the computer affiliated with the district. So what are the hard requirements the school year is still in effect. They're just not at school. What are the actual requirements that the district's, you know, having these kids or children do?
Right. So in middle school, high school, elementary all look a little different. At the elementary level, we have provided every family with a packet, and in that packet are some resources for reading and math. And so those packets can be completed. There's also, if they would opt to, there's also a very similar online resource that kind of follows along that same line. And so middle school and high school, you know, they have regular classes that, you know, teachers have put some time together to either create packets or to put some online opportunities together for them. And we're just encouraging families to, you know, do as much of that as they can. Those, again, are just learning opportunities for our families, just to help those kids be more prepared as we go into next fall. We're also, you know, a lot of optional resources have been created as well. We've created at the elementary level choice boards, which just provide some more things you could just do around the house you know, as you're cooking, you could do some math, just some possible virtual field trips you could take your kids on. We know that, you know, every family situation is different. We have teachers that are now teachers and parents and, you know, working with their own children. We have families that work. We have every family in a different situation, and we wanted to provide opportunities that would be manageable for our families and not overwhelm them. So again, learning opportunities, we just encourage all our families to take advantage of as much of that as they possibly can.
So Lynette, will all of the kids, so will the third graders go to fourth, the seventh graders go to eighth next
yes.
year? Is that the plan? And then,
absolutely.
And then the second part of this is talk about the importance of making sure these children are reading. Summer has not begun, so you're encouraging them, of course, to participate in learning. But talk about reading, you know, now through the summer and how important that is.
Absolutely. Well, here's the deal. We're going to do what we do every year. When our kids come to us in the fall, we meet them where they are, and we take them as far as we can. So, you know, nothing changes with that. But it is very important. Reading is a very important skill, and we do encourage our students to read daily as much as they can, and especially kind of with this unique situation we're in, reading daily is one of those big things we promote, and that will be really important as well.
Carla, any thoughts?
Lynette, thank you so much. You've shared a lot with us, and I think a lot of people who listen to our show may not have kids in the school system right now and are very curious about what's going on. And I'm just amazed at how wonderful your all of the staff is, and all of the teachers and school staff all over the United States, but especially Kansas. I think we have a wonderful group of people here who really worked hard to put things together and make it just really as user-friendly as possible and as easy and just so many opportunities. So I think that's amazing. And I appreciate you sharing all of this with us. And we appreciate all of the families that are working together and accomplishing as much as they can. So thank you for your time and thank you for everything that you do. And we want to say thank you to our families that are out there because we know they're working hard to try new things and do new things. And we are very proud of the kids who are still committed to staying drug and alcohol free and committed to staying involved. And I think that's awesome that we can do that. So check us out, Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. We're at riseupreno.org. And all of our social media is on there. We have some information about Match Day, which is coming up May 5th. And we're asking all of Reno County to step up and help out with the nonprofits who have been struggling through this time. And definitely hope that you're all supporting your kids and supporting all of the kids you can get in touch with, even though we don't see them every day at the grocery store or at school. They're still out there and they still need our support. So we appreciate everybody
well,
that's
well
part
said,
of that.
Carla, that's very nice. And Lynette, one last thing real quick. Your husband is Coach McLean. How's he holding up?
He's doing just fine. We're spending a lot of quality family time together that we normally don't get to. So that has been a huge adjustment. So it is nice when I get to Zoom other people. I do love my family a ton. So we're trying really hard to do some things we just haven't, you know, it's crazy when you think about how busy your lives get. And we were a family that was always on the go and it never felt like we were home. So I'm going to be honest, there are some, you know, we tell our teachers and we tell our families, we really need to focus on the positives right now because there's a lot of good things that I believe are going to come out of this. And one of those is just getting to have for life to slow down a little. And we've had some family meals and we've just gotten to do a lot of things that in our fast-paced life we normally don't get to do. So I would just continue to encourage everybody to find the positives in this and to learn and to not forget when this is all over all those important lessons you learned.
Carla Smith, Lynette McLean, we thank you so much for your time and appreciate it. And we'll hopefully do this again soon. So have a great weekend. And we'll do the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network show next Saturday. So, Carla, we'll thank you. We'll see you again next week. And, Lynette, thanks for being a guest.
Thanks, Don. Stay well.
Thank you.
And we'll
Bye-bye.
See you out there in Radioland next week.